Middlesex declared on 300 for 9. That's 123 behind Nottinghamshire's first innings total on the third day at Trent Bridge. Night watchman Ollie Rayner was the star of the show and ended unbeaten on 143 from 255 balls. He shared a stand of 119 with David Milan for the fifth wicket after the visitors had lost Joe Denley in the third over the day. They then made the slightly puzzling decision to declare, but were soon rewarded for their daring and had reduced the home side to 22 for 3 at stumps, thanks to a double strike from man of the moment Rayner. Surrey were forced to follow on against Worcestershire, as only 3 of their batsmen made double figures in their first innings total of 113. Faced with some disciplined but not unplayable Worcestershire bowling, they slipped to 43 for 8 and were in danger of being dismissed for their lowest ever first class total against the Pairs, before Georgia Edwards hit a determined 17 from number 10 and shared a ninth wicket partnership of 60 with Jack Rudolph, who hit a skittish 68. The visitors fared markedly better second time around after recovering from a shaky start, which has seen Mark Ramprakash bag a pair, and closed on 216 for 4 with Kevin Peterson, Rory Hamilton-Brown and Tom Maynard all making fluent half centuries. In Division 2, Kent were finally dismissed for 225 in their rollercoaster of first innings, as having come together at 9 for 5, Darren Stevens and Geraint Jones added 194 for the 6th wicket, before Tom Westley took 3 quick wickets to wrap up the tale. All in all, the pair scored over 86% of Kent's runs in that one partnership, as they eventually fell for 119 and 88 respectively. Essex lost Alistair Cook and Tom Westley to Mark Davies inside the first 5 overs of their first innings, but reached stumps without further loss, to close on 94 for 2, thanks to an excellent unbeaten 61 from former captain Mark Bettini. An eventful day at Bristol saw Yorkshire close on 30 for 1 in pursuit of 400 to win against Gloucestershire. They had earlier forfeited their first innings, with the host declaring their second on 48 without loss in order to try and force a positive result. This followed Gloucestershire's earlier declaration of 351 for 9 their first innings, which had included a bizarre unbroken 10th wicket stand of 52 from 21 balls between Ian Saxelby and Graham McArthur, as the duo tucked into the part-time bowling of Adam Lythe and Andrew Gale. Hampshire finally got their match against Derbyshire underway at the third attempt and closed on 352 for 8, mainly thanks to an impressive second wicket partnership of 164 between captain Jimmy Adams and new signing Bilal Shafiat. Shafiat was eventually out for 93 for 119 balls, with Adams reaching his century soon afterwards. Northamptonshire took control of their match against Leicestershire at Grace Road, reducing the home side to 38 for 2 after declaring on 352 for 7. Resuming on 99 for 3, Carl Kurtz and Alex Wakeley took the score to 208 before the latter fell for 63. Kurtz went on to notch up his 6th first class century, while James Middlebrook hit 31 not out and David Willey 45 not out to contribute useful cameos.